101.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Oppenheimer takes the cake at the Oscars, winning 7 on ABC, including Best Director for Christopher Nolan.
Winning this recognition from my peers is just, I mean, the icing on the cake.
Barbie won just one award for Best Song. Billie Eilish, now the youngest to win 2 Academy Awards. Emma Stone beat out Lily Gladstone for Best Actress. The U.S. has airlifted non-essential embassy personnel out of Haiti's capital as gangs step up violence in a bid to oust the president. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Haitian leader who organized the uprising warned there will be a civil war that will, quote, end in genocide if Henri doesn't step down.
What happened to Princess Charlotte's arm in a Kate Middleton Mother's Day photo? CBS's Matt Piper.
The Associated Press, Reuters, and other news agencies later removed the photo from distribution to news organizations worldwide, and the British press has been all over it since.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of 2 large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers drop one to the Rockies.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Rockies 3-1. The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched 4 scoreless innings. No hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams to have his sore back checked out in L.A. on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's. The crew face the Cubs tomorrow. NFL free agency getting underway. Packers to release linebacker Devondre Campbell in a move that could save them over $10 million. In salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also, I guess, product of us doing that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 15 to 25, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Greetings on a Monday morning, fabulous farm.
from their perspective. They'd like to change them.
Jacob Shapiro of Cognitive Investments of Massachusetts talking about geopolitics of agriculture in a multipolar world. He'll expand on that soon at the upcoming PDPW Business Conference in Wisconsin Dells.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Bosold at the northern end of the world's longest barn up in Eau Claire. All of the Midwest Farm Report team is headed towards that conference, by the way, the PDP conference.
Before the
we're talking
spoke,
about, a business conference in Wisconsin Dells, where Shapiro
people,
will be a
Americans,
keynote speaker and others will be gathered together.
We're
going to talk more
ago.
About that conference.
And of course,
just
4 years ago,
this
we were
is
in
the
opening
Midwest Farm Report
of the
with
pandemic.
Pam Jahnke.
A business is shuttering. Couldn't buy toilet paper, no grocery, much fewer groceries on the shelves. Gas prices going up, people isolated, people having extraordinary mental health crises, healthcare workers being overwhelmed, refrigerator trucks and parking lots of hospitals as mobile morgues due to COVID because the president didn't take it seriously at first at the time, President Trump. That's where we were 4 years ago. Compared to where we are today. And here's where we are today on the economy from the Associated Press. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs. And again, showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of higher interest rates. Last month's job growth market, an increase from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. At the same time, the unemployment rate has ticked up about 0.2 points in February to 3.9%. Now, look, anything under 4%, you're still absolutely fine. There's a certain amount of unemployment. If you had zero, that would mean that every single person had a job, and that in and of itself would almost be a sign of an unhealthy economy to have unemployment at zero. On with the story here, though that was the highest rate in 2 years, it is still low by historic standards. So that's the important part here. It marked the 25th straight month in which the jobless rate has remained below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Let me say this again. Unemployment now at 3.9% as of today, the new report shows, marking the 25th straight month in which the jobless rate has remained below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Yet despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, let me say that again, despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, many Americans say they're unhappy with the economy. A sentiment that is sure to weigh on President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Many voters blame Biden for the surge in consumer prices that began in 2021. Though inflationary pressures have significantly eased.
Through the course of the 2 days,
average prices remain about
17% above
where they stood 3 years ago due to the pandemic.
What are your feelings
on this economy that seems to be roaring?
Everybody engaged.
Are you feeling it? Give us a call. 855-75-7.
And it really fits their needs in the fact that if you need the soundbite, the Learning Lounge is going to be for you. If you need to learn by seeing, touching, and doing,
to news,
the hands-on hub are going
to
speak
Kenosha,
to you.
WRJN.
If you need to do one-on-one with your session and really do a deep dive, your breakouts and your specialties are going
to
be what's
going
to gear you into the next
on.
Year. So we're
but
definitely gearing in or focusing in
anxiety.
On your different learning styles.
Now I'm getting
when
help
you
for
go
it.
Back to your business,
I'm feeling
you
so much better.
You are energetic.
Sure.
And
some days are better than others.
For this next
the whole thing about getting out of the house.
The next 6 months, the next year, or even further beyond.
Mental health care
that's
is working.
Voice
see what
Cassandra
it can do for you.
Strzok,
at Mental Health Care
Works.
That's on
the
a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Getting ready for Wednesday and Thursday. The other nice part about the business conference in the Dells is that they're always looking forward, not only for the individual dairy operators that are there, but forward as far as the industry. And that's why she said they try to attract high school students. So they see their vision, their opportunities as far as careers. I don't think he's going
to
be there, but we're talking weather with Schmuck. He's here right now. Now joining
Matt
us,
Mayer
out here
air.
Financial,
weekdays
bringing you the egg
on
weather on Monday. Yeah, it's nice when you can see some
the
of the fresh
You're
faces that will
WRJN,
be leading Wisconsin agriculture.
Southeast
you know, the good news
Wisconsin's
to it
home.
Doesn't look
Matt
like weather is going
air.
To cause anybody
You're
any challenges
to
trying to get to
content
the PDP Business Conference in the Dells later this week.
No, Pam, I really don't think weather's going to play any kind of an issue. Yes, there will be some rain, and before you get all excited, think it's a drought buster, we're going to get some good amounts. I don't expect that much either, but some rain chance tries to build in here around midweek, certainly on for Thursday, and small chances could linger at the end of the week. Let's back it up. Did you notice it was awfully dark yet this morning? Oh, it hasn't been light at this time of the day yet, at this time of the season, but it didn't
happen too long.
Welcome
back to the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock,
Mr. Summers, but the evening for, certainly are fine. High pressure did move in, allow us to enjoy that evening with nice sun, a very fine Sunday evening around here. We'll have another very fine Monday.
By the way, TGIF, warmer.
Where yesterday we only warmed into the upper 40s,
today I expect a lot of 60s.
Western Wisconsin, La Crosse,
Long River, story in the Associated Press right on cue
today. So we
America's employers delivered another healthy month of firing in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs.
A warm front
and again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience
and then a cool in the face front begins of high interest rates. Out of the Northwest
according to the Associated Press,
that's when we begin
the latest
to
figures reflected the job market's sustained ability
far southern Wisconsin,
to withstand the 11 rate hikes
into Thursday
that have imposed on the drive against inflation,
Wisconsin,
which made borrowing much
costlier
for households and businesses.
We do cool it off a
employers
little
have contributed
week, and like I said,
rather continued to hire briskly to meet steady demand.
Not going to be much
for
more than that, but that possibility could stick around Thursday,
so,
Friday.
According to the Associated Press, the February
weekend,
figures
of course,
will likely
skies,
make Fed officials more comfortable
that time as well.
About
I'll have
cutting
details
interest
right
rates
after this.
Sometime in the coming month. With December and January job gains revised sharply down. Wage growth easing and unemployment rates up, the Fed's policymakers aren't likely to worry about
an
overheating of the economy.
Local agents,
so if you break that down, what does that actually mean? It means the Biden administration has played this just about right. We said it before. If you compare it to other democracies around the world, major countries, the inflation rate in the United States has come down the quickest
the agricultural road
in the world.
Program is a resource that can help.
And now,
applications
jobs,
are now
more people are getting hired. Unprecedented
April
job numbers.
Your local town or
the economy
county
is roaring. And yes, I get it.
But filling out
some
the
people are saying that it's still costing too much for groceries or whatnot. But I repeat again what
Wisconsin
we've been saying.
Bureau, the trusted
as someone who
Wisconsin
was working a manager in retail before getting back into radio here.
Our
a lot of these companies,
financial ag weather
a lot of these corporations,
does indeed call for a sunny Monday.
Took
very
and
fine.
Are still taking
mid-60s
advantage
most places,
of the pandemic situation
in far western Wisconsin.
Because we know
south
that some price increases and shortages were in fact
cloudy,
due
low
to the fact
40s,
that goods
bad,
are being
more
made
like a
overseas.
High, and the
and because of the pandemic, it was
five
difficult
to
get those goods here.
Sunny skies
that
on
meant
Tuesday,
that shelves
still
were bare.
Very nice. A lot of
or certainly down in inventory. And it meant that prices went up.
Be up in the lower
there are
70,
other corporations
or so.
Who
winds
already had inventory in their way at warehouses on U.S. soil,
in more
or in some cases
skies,
the product is made here,
rain
and
the
they
south
simply
late in the day,
use the pandemic
the
and COVID to say, well,
if
you
will, you
know, prices are going up.
About 5 to 15,
and so they mark up inventory they already had. Why?
Could be up to a
because
half inch more in the south. Certainly a
and
lot
now,
lighter the
things
further
are
you head to
better.
The north and especially northwest.
Retailers, businesses
are
not going to simply
but
say, well, okay,
chance,
we'll just mark everything back
like
down to where it was.
Or anything as we look toward
no,
late
because
in the
people
week.
Kind of say,
right,
well, okay,
appreciate
I guess that's how
it.
Much
that
it
is your Compure
now.
Financial Ag Weather Update with Stu Muck. Compure
so,
Financial is your partner.
There's a lot of this
farming and agricultural, whether it's a rural lifestyle you're looking for, Compure Financial can help you out.
Part of that is due to the pandemic.
Part of that is due to retailers
and corporations.
You know, I think we're all a little anxious about how dry it is across the state of Wisconsin.
But if you look
some
at the
folks
economy,
have irrigation, others
in terms
do not.
Of the stock
and
market,
even those farms that do have irrigation take very seriously
if you look at
managing
economy,
that water resource.
Jobs
Stephanie
Hoff
is going to join us with an example
could not be
on
better,
how technology is
given
really
all
taking
the
over a lot of those irrigation
and now,
operations.
Here we
stick
hear
around
the
for that.
Reporting of the
and we're also
Press,
visiting with a dairy farmer from Rock
it
County who takes time away from her family and farm to be a leader on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin board.
May.
But why?
Don't make any,
Kristen
I'm not a financial
Metcalf
advisor.
We'll share her story
don't
with you
make any
as we roll our way through a Monday.
This is the Midwest Farm
it's
Report with Pam Yonke.
And again, I think that last night is just a great indication where Republicans are going to have a very difficult time trying to say, how are we going to try to pigeonhole President Biden moving into the general election cycle now? You clearly can't take that speech and say, well, he has, you know, some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's, or he's cognitively impaired. A reasonable person can't take a look at last night's speech and come away with that. You can't. And as I said before, now they're making up this goofy lies about, oh my gosh, is he on amphetamines or coke or what? I mean, this is what they're saying over at Fox and OWN and Newsmax. Because they're trying to find some way to take down a good person. Someone who's compassionate, somebody who's empathetic, someone who wants to believe in the best of Americans, not the worst of Americans, someone who wants to unite us and not divide us. I think Joe Biden's general election is off to a great start. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. On the old text line, or the call line, I guess you'd say. You could also text us as well on the Civic Media app. Want to start off here. We're going to get into it more after a news update here at the bottom of the hour. But BadgerExtra.com had a great story, great interview with former Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez, who is speaking out on name, image, and likeness for college athletes. And incidentally, I think part of the reason they got this story, and it's funny, it's one of these things that's funny, but it's not. A couple of days ago, I woke up to a really weird Twitter feed, and I'm not sure exactly who started this, and there's some speculation it was Ohio State fans, because they're the ones that really perpetuated it online. Somebody had the audacity to start the rumor that Barry Alvarez had died, and there's all these rest in peace, Barry, and all this. And then it turns out that legit reporters, like I believe it's Cole Bartholomew of the State Journal and Jeff Patricus of the Journal Sentinel and others, like called up Chris McIntosh, the current athletic director at Wisconsin, and found out that was just a complete lie and fabrication started online. In fact, Barry Alvarez's daughter tweeted out yesterday morning. She said, I can attest that he is very much alive. I just had dinner with him last night. So I think Barry wanted to prove he was still alive, and so he's done a couple of interviews here in the last 24 hours or so, and one of them was with BadgerExtra.com, and talking about name, image, and likeness, all right? This is the thing that started a couple of years ago, where it allows college players to do a deal, a sponsorship, be it a car dealership, be it, you know, a restaurant, be it a clothing brand like Nike or somebody, and say, hey, I could get product by following you or promoting you on my social follows, or I'm just going to get paid out for endorsing your product. And what part of that stemmed, by the way, from right here in Wisconsin several years ago, when then Nigel Hayes, one of the star players on the 14-15 Badger men's basketball team, when College Game Day was in town from ESPN for football. And he held up this sign saying something about poor college athlete, please send money for food, and brought awareness to a lot of these athletes at the time were actually very poor because of the demands of academics and athletics. They didn't have time to get a job.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Bundy.
And so that's really what started the lawsuit. Wisconsin needs to know. All the way to
President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House
could
it
spread
no
to Wisconsin
more,
high school
take
system?
Part in political
we'll talk
events.
About all that. Take your phone calls and more.
Don't go anywhere. For
the
Tom
Show for Friday on the Civic Media Network.
Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can
this
require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local
CBS
waters.
Wisconsin
Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team
sued
the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is a burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits.
two Academy Awards. Civic Emma Media Stone News. Beat out Lily Gladstone for Best Actress.
The Brewers drop one to the Rockies.
The U.S. has airlifted non-essential embassy personnel with sports, out of
Haiti's capital. Losing to the Rockies 3-1. The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched four scoreless innings, no hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams to have his sore back checked out in L.A. on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's. The crew faced the Cubs tomorrow. NFL free agency getting underway. Packers to release linebacker Devondre Campbell in a move that could save them over $10 million in salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also a
Media News. I'm Nate Legihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to fire two more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee Friday recommended John Miller and Dana Wachs be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate meets next week. The body has fired or rejected well over a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that...
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 15 to 25, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Tunnelball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. That is the incomparable University of Wisconsin Marching Band, that recording under the direction of the incomparable former director for 50 years, Michael Lecrone, who, of course, it was revealed on this program by the wonderful Doug Moe, has been writing a book,
the farm report,
a biography of sorts, with
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Play a little while if you want to be a Badger. Come along with me. For those watching on the stream, I have a Wisconsin Badger hoodie on today. Went to the game last night. Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team got back on the winning track.
65 our high. Senior night for Tyler Wall. 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 69. Winds out of the southwest about 15 miles an hour. Then Wednesday, cloudy skies and 66. Thursday, a shot of rain in the forecast.
McGee's been out with
how valuable is that rain? Stick around. We're going to talk about that with Stephanie Hawk in just a moment. I'm Pam Yonke. Really glad you're along with us. On this, the 11th day of March, what can I tell you?
Really, really happy that the Badgers got back in 2011.
The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster happened in Japan. Remember that?
And then on the Big Ten tournament. After a 9.0 magnitude earthquake and a tsunami, considered the worst nuclear accident
since Chernobyl back in 1986, happened on this day back in 2011. Happy birthday to Rupert Murdoch. He's still making things happen at 92. And don't worry, be happy. Bobby McFerrin, Grammy Award-winning vocalist and classical music conductor.
And before the break, I get the story. This story is printed in BadgerExtra.com.
Well, I hope you're happy to see a little rain in the forecast.
Athletic director Barry Alvarez appeared yesterday on the Wildy and Tausch program.
Stephanie Hawk joins us now on how farmers battle the weather.
Is due here.
Taking control of technology and irrigation.
Former University of Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez to a growing number of folks who are worried about the future of college football.
Fresh produce that we get is dependent on irrigation, but farmers take their water responsibility seriously. Stephanie?
With today's technology, everything is at our fingertips. Information, entertainment, and even some of our job tasks are on our smartphones. And with a simple smartphone app, farmers can even manage their crops and their water. Aaron Lauer joins us. He's part owner with Badger State Irrigation. He works across all Wisconsin commodities statewide, and he walks me through the existing and developing technologies for irrigation systems.
Something most people don't know is probably 90% of them are remote controlled off your phone now, so nobody's even going to the field to run them. And there's, on the larger farms, whole teams of people deciding when and how to irrigate.
Why does it take that many heads?
Just to not be wasteful and efficient. They're also chemigating, so there's just a lot of decisions on how much to apply and when.
How often does the word sustainability come up in your conversation with customers?
Quite frequently now. Most of the big ones are very interested in efficiency and sustainability. So there's soil moisture probes available and weather stations that you can remotely monitor weather. And Zimatic specifically has a program called FieldNet Advisor that actually predicts how much and when you should water based on weather and current crop size conditions.
Can you give me an example of a farm that's cut back significantly on water usage with this technology?
The people that have tried it, they have seen the biggest increase
Alvarez
in efficiency
said the
is actually
college football's
been
current
watering,
model
so
with
less
name,
energy
image,
use,
and likeness money available
use,
to players and the transfer portal being so prevalent.
It's actually
quote,
getting the optimal
unsustainable
amount of water.
Alvarez usually said, quote, it is out of control and unsustainable.
So the
Wildy
modeling
Tausch
of that
on ESPN, Wisconsin,
is actually
the pain
into
of players,
ideal
he says,
growing
is
conditions.
Supposed to be illegal for
and again,
coaches
technology
to use cash
is
to endorse
literally at your fingertips.
Or to encourage players or recruit
so
players. But that's exactly what's happened. And I just read the other day, a coach said, one of the coaches that resigned said, quote,
it
just got too much. I'm trying to raise money for a kid who hasn't played yet. He's going to make more money than me.
Soil maps. And
Alvarez says it's just out of control.
I mean,
unsustainable.
Bunch of stuff
it's going to screw up college football. It's going to ruin college football.
You're at a lot of farm conferences. You're at Corn Soy Expo. Unquote. You're at the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association
Barry Alvarez,
Conference.
He talks to a lot of
what
people.
Do you learn at these events
he's revered
that you take
what
with
he did
you
at Wisconsin as a
back
football
to the business
coach?
When it comes to on-farm trends and questions that farmers have?
Just general sentiment of how guys are feeling. That's a good barometer of what the year's probably going to be like. Low commodity prices are going to be a challenge this year, but we'll see what the weather does.
On the flip side, do irrigation companies ever get together for conferences or get some industry outlook and look at new technology that's coming down the line in 2024?
They're constantly asking us, like the frontline workers, of what we feel our area is going to look like this coming year. But Zomatic is working on, they call it the smart pivot. It's not out yet, but it will tell you machine health. It's powered by AI, so it's actually trending when certain motors or gearboxes are actually going to be worn out. So it will tell you in advance of what to look at and where on the machine. But that's not out yet, but it is coming.
Automation, artificial intelligence, and apps on your smartphone. It's all relevant when you talk about controlling irrigation systems on the farm. That's the word from Aaron Lauer with Badger State Irrigation. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Thanks, Stephanie. And remember, speaking of technology and everything on your phone, we
and
offer you an opportunity to
has been
hear
an advisor
us
to
all
the
day
Big
long,
Ten Conference,
wherever you
has
are.
Been part
Don't
of
forget
the
about our downloadable
playoff
app
selection
available
committee.
At farmwi.com.
Analyst for
farmwi.com. You can take us
Barry
along
Alvarez,
with you.
As spring planting gets started,
we'll be there for entertainment as well
America.
As information. Thefarmwi.com. Coming
up
next, we'll take a quick look at what happened in the marketplace
Alvarez,
on Friday in Chicago.
Who is 77.
And a dairy farmer from Rock County shares her story
there,
as to why she decided to take time away from her family and the farm to become a leader on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. Talking about that with Kristen Metcalf before we wrap it up.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
On Friday in Chicago, as far as dairy was concerned, we saw the barrel cheese finish the week down 5¾ cents at 148¾. 40-pound block cheese lost 3¼ down to 146, but AA butter was up 3½ at 280¼ per pound. Now, fluid milk, the class 3, that's what we use for cheese. April class 3 milk was up 17 cents at 1608 a hundredweight. Grain was pretty healthy. December corn was up 3 at 472. November beans gained 20 cents on Friday at 11.73¾, while July new crop wheat was up a dime at 5.50. We'll be talking about that tomorrow with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Sending out a farm babe congratulations to my buddy Tamas Houlihan. Tamas is the executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, and he's been recognized as the Outstanding Contribution to Agriculture Award recipient by the Portage County Business Council. That happened during their American Agriculture Appreciation Banquet last week, where they recognized not only Tamas, but a lot of 4-H leaders and youth, as well as FFA high school seniors. Congratulations, Tamas. Cool research being developed in Iowa that may be able to keep consumers from becoming sick with salmonella. Radio frequencies are being used to try to make eggs a little safer. So salmonella bacteria is something that is really a concern in the food industry. It can come from a lot of different sources, but unfortunately, eggs seem to be the repeat offender in a lot of ways. According to the Center for Disease Control, they reported 1.3 million infections, over 26,000 hospitalizations, and 420 deaths connected to salmonella. So USDA's Agriculture Research Service is focusing on technology that might be able to be employed at the farm to eliminate salmonella. Dr. Daniela Bermudes is one of those using radio frequencies as a way to pasteurize eggs. She says only 3% of eggs sold are pasteurized because it takes a lot of time. It can also damage the quality of the egg, and people don't necessarily want to pay for that pasteurized egg. So what she's doing is using radio waves that essentially work with the water inside that egg to heat it up to 56.7 degrees Celsius. She said if you go any higher than that, you're going to damage the quality of the egg. And they have found that the radio frequency technology warms those temperatures, eliminates salmonella, and essentially makes that egg pasteurized and safe for consumption. She said they're only on one farm in Iowa right now, but if they can prove that it's effective and efficient, more will join.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Organized, you might not necessarily see everything that your dollars are doing. And that's why today we welcome in Kristen Metcalf. She is a member of Glacier Edge Dairy in Milton, Wisconsin, where she and her husband, Corey, are helping to run the farm. Tell me a little bit about the farm operation, Kristen.
Sure, yes. My husband and I and his family farm here since about 2017, the dairy was built. We recently expanded. We have about 750 milking, mostly Jersey cows, and we also run about 1,200 acres of cropland. Yeah, we all work together as a family every day, and we also have a handful of really great full-time and part-time employees as well.
Excellent. Now, you are a member of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's board. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved with the board. I mean, there are a lot of folks that have a lot of different ways their energy is being pulled. Why did you decide you wanted to investigate Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's board responsibilities more?
Sure, yeah. So, just being familiar with the organization, even back when it was the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board and now it's Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, I think I've always had a curiosity about what the organization was doing to bridge that gap between producers and consumers and to help market Wisconsin's dairy products and Wisconsin's cheese. So I guess when my election or my my district came up for election here last year, I thought it was a really great opportunity to get involved. I've always had that curiosity about how those checkoff dollars were being used. And I have a marketing background through my college degree. So it was a great combination and a great opportunity for me.
Well, now tell me what you've learned then, straight out. I mean, there are a lot of dairy farmers like you that are on the outside looking in. Tell me what it was like once you started to engage in board activities.
Sure. Yeah. It's very eye-opening. I mean, the amount of dollars that, you know, get used within the state, whether that be connecting with the WIAA programs or the different more local events throughout the state. But then there's also this huge impact that the team at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is making across the nation promoting Wisconsin cheese. It really is amazing how much creativity and how much effort is put into promoting our number one product of Wisconsin cheese, but also Wisconsin dairy and milk in general.
Yeah. Again, if you're interested, folks, you can find a lot of those stories at wisconsindairy.org. And I remind you again, Kristen and her family, just one of the hardworking dairy farm families that contribute their milk dollars for research, education, and promotion. Are there any elements in particular, Kristen, like you said, with your marketing background, anything that really struck you, a particular campaign, a particular area of response that, like I said, really impressed you?
I would say the promotion that they have, or the campaigns that they have surrounding like this Cheeselandia, a brand community that really kind of targets those cheesemongers, is really impressive, and they use a lot of really cool creative tactics for that. And just some of the, yeah, just a whole wide range of different things that they do to, you know, they're doing cheese pairings, kind of like you do wine pairings, and that's really exciting to think about as well. And they do, I didn't realize they do so many farm tours with different businesses and buyers from across the nation. They bring them here, they put them on a bus, and they take them right to our awesome Wisconsin family dairy farms. And I thought that was really cool too.
Now, have you had a chance to share this message, what you're learning with dairy farmers, not just in your district, but elsewhere? I mean, one of the concerns that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has is a lot of dairy farmers really don't understand how effectively they're using those dollars. Are you talking to dairy farmers around you?
Yes, and that's definitely one of the things that I've learned is being a member of the board is also you share a responsibility of being an advocate for what the staff at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is doing. I was involved in a lot of those conversations before my time of, you know, where are our checkoff dollars going? And there are always just so much curiosity around that topic. And now I'm glad that I can be a resource in some of those conversations. And, you know, our contact information is available also online. So if dairy farmers do have those questions, they can reach out. And I actually have had a couple of those. So it is nice to have those conversations and be a resource for other people as well.
You know, and I see it at World Dairy Expo. People in Wisconsin almost take for granted the mechanism that is Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. There's a lot of dairy farmers in other states wish they had this.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing to compare. You know, there's other groups that do similar things, different entities across the United States that have similar goals as our checkoff group does. But it really is amazing how much our Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin group does compared to those other checkoff programs.
Well, and like you said, it's not just about dairy farmer to dairy farmer conversation. That Cheeselandia, all of those campaigns that may largely happen in an online, a virtual, a social media world, boy, the ripples they can generate just blow your mind.
For sure, yeah. The social worlds and the influencer marketing that's happening, they do a great job of touching base kind of with all those people and making sure that we're right on those social media channels and that we're getting in those conversations about, you know, the next hot item on your charcuterie board or, you know, the next great thing to make for your family gathering.
Helping to take our Wisconsin dairy message beyond our borders, that is Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin board member Kirsten Metcalf, along with her husband Corey and their in-laws, running Glacier Edge Dairy in Milton. And she does encourage dairy producers, if an opportunity comes to be involved with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin as a board member, or really any other way, take advantage. You can hear more of my conversation with Kirsten on our podcast. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com. Want to find out more about what the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is doing? And you can pop on over to wisconsindairy.org. Stephanie Hoff chats with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, tomorrow morning right here.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Food prices continue to rise, but not in all categories, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Federal Consumer Price Index released recently shows that in the food-at-home category, prices fell for proteins, while all other categories were up. Mike Cousins is an economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Colorado.
Fresh retail beef prices have actually been tracking in the upper $7 range for several months now. Pork prices on the retail side have been holding pretty steady around $5 for several months now. So if we kind of combine these two prices here, that kind of contributes to this overall effect that we're seeing in the meat CPI.
Cousin says same goes for poultry.
This is a positive sign. We're seeing this poultry CPI start to moderate a little bit more. So we should see some benefits there for the consumers in the near term at the grocery store, just prices for poultry and products in the meat case.
A year ago, the overall consumer price index was up almost 10% for the 12 months prior. Cousin says the rate reported in January was much lower.
The CPI for all items, this is kind of that big picture measure that they use for inflation. And that CPI was 3.1% higher than a year ago. So this rate is still above that target 2% inflation rate that they're trying to get us to.
There's a link to more information on the CPI on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home.
WRJN Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.